Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to Focus on Albany. My guest today is Rodney Wilshire, who is running for mayor of Troy. And I think maybe Michael Loporto might be on. Michael, are you on? No, he's not on. So it's just you and me, Rodney. So you have a weekend to go before the big election on Tuesday.
Yep.
Give people an overview of your race, why you're running this time, and what happened to you 4 years ago.
All right. Well, Cynthia, thank you very much for having me on. It's a pleasure to be on Focus on Albany. 4 years ago, I was the city council president, and I was running for election for mayor in Troy. The current mayor at that time, Lou Rosamilia, had decided he was not going to seek a second term. I am a Democrat, and I went out for the endorsement of the Democratic Party, and they chose Patrick Madden as their endorsed candidate instead of myself. Patrick was actually not even an enrolled Democrat, and they had to give him a special waiver in order for him to actually run on the Democratic line. And in their attempt to ensure that he would receive that vote, they actually, through course of measures, worked out an arrangement with another individual, Ernest Everett, to encourage him to run in a primary in order to split the votes. And Ernest actually got on the ballot illegally through basically having people commit forgery and fraud. And I say that because he was actually convicted in a court of law, so it's not an opinion. But needless to say, all of that happened after the election, and by that point, things had already been set. So Madden won the general election. It was a three-way race between myself on the Working Families Party, Jim Gordon on the Republican, Conservative, and Independent parties, and Madden on the Democratic Party. And so that's how things played out 4 years ago. And here we are today. I came off the bench, if you will, called back into the race by my neighbors and friends and family, and also a lot of the hardworking men and women of the city of Troy. And they wanted to see some real change happen here in the city. And, I did some reflecting and some soul searching, praying, and, discussions with my family. And we came up with that we were going to run. And so we are in the process of it. And we do have another three-way race. I was able to win the independents and the green lines. Madden has the Democratic and the Working Families Party line this time. And there is a third candidate who was given the Republican conservative line. And so we are going into the election with a couple days left. And Madden and myself are honestly the only two candidates that have put much effort into it. The Republican candidate is more or less in name only on the ballot.
You know, I've been involved, and I've observed politics from the time you were born, Rodney. And I had never seen anything like what's going on in Troy right now. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Yeah. Now, the lengths that the party goes through just to keep you out of the race, it's incredible. And I was speaking to Michael Loporto the other night, and what he said was the bottom line is Tom Wade. Tom Wade's pulling the strings. Tom Wade doesn't like you. And, it's a rerun of 4 years ago where, you weren't one of the corrupt or inept or whatever word you want to use. You weren't part of the team, so they don't want you. And it's so unfortunate that people, they don't really study what's going on, and they take it at face value. They take it at face value. So when you go around and you talk to people, what is their responses to your campaign?
Well, I'll tell you what's really interesting that you mentioned Tom Wade, because I do believe that Mike really knows his stuff. And last night at 11 o'clock at night, I got an email from Tom Wade. He emailed myself and Madden and was sharing the Times Union's endorsement last night. And, kind of like a ha-ha, he said, Madden 4, Wiltshire 0. I think Mike definitely could be onto something, that Madden is still pulling the strings and still behind, or I mean, Wade is still pulling the strings and behind this. It certainly could make sense. But regardless, people on the streets, I mean, they saw what happened 4 years ago, and they're hurt by that because they had their votes robbed and they had their opportunities taken from them. So they are aware, they are not blinded by these situations. And the second thing is that they're very positive. I mean, it's I have a lot of broad-based support. I have a lot of Democratic support all the way over to the Republican side and right down through the middle, because they understand that I can work and I want to work for the people. I am no one's puppet, which is one of the reasons why Wade and the Democratic Party did not endorse me, because, you know, they would ask very pointed questions such as, when you have a vote, are you going to come to us and discuss it with us first? And And why would I do that? You know, why would I talk to the party bosses on how I'm going to vote for our municipal issues? That doesn't seem either ethical or important. I mean, if they're constituents, that's one thing, but I don't need to speak to the party bosses on how my votes are going to go. And so, you know, I've always been branded as an independent and will be. So it's a good place to be. My values are intact, and I'm ready to serve the people.
You know, the notion out there, and I've spoken to people that I know from Troy, that you've been pretty far to the right, and the Times Union is kind of echoing that sentiment. And, you know, I spoke to one former supporter of yours that said she would not support you because of your affiliation with the Republicans and the right of center. So why don't you tell everybody exactly how you feel about the sentiment that's out there?
Well, I think that's unfortunately, I think that's a very sad and foolish statement. Like I said, I am my own person. I've always been my own person. I've had support, and I've had people that are from all sides that support me. And that's what's going on here. It's not the other way around. I'm not, working with any parties. I'm not owing any jobs or patronage, or, you know, I have any IOUs out there. I think the petty party politics, using that alliteration, really divides us and causes the problems that we're experiencing. So, you know, people, I'm the same person that I have been all along, and I don't get into the dirt, mudslinging. I don't, believe in that we have to take sides in order to, you know, one side beat the other into a pulp. I don't agree with that. I mean, we're in Troy. There's not a Republican or a Democratic way to pave the roads or fill the potholes or to pick up your garbage. I mean, that's just simply foolish. It's, you know, personally, it's very frustrating and disappointing when people want to believe, you know, the rhetoric and things that, you know, are printed, especially in Churchill's article. He's writing entertainment. okay? It's somewhat, there's, you know, he's got an opinion in there, but it's entertainment. So he's going to put things in there that are shocking or might, you know, try to provoke you. But I'm still the same guy that I have always been, and I will continue to be that same guy. And that's why I have the support that I have.
So, and the, one of the articles in the Times Union, I'm quoting, it says, "What happened to Tom," meaning Tom Reed, "was shameful." This is from Madden. It is exactly what dissuades smart and thoughtful and ethical people from running for office in Troy. Ethical people, after the blowing that they pulled on you 4 years ago, how could they have the nerve to use the word ethical?
I know, it's so hypocritical. It's kind of funny. And, you know, I believe that Mayor Madden and the Tom Reel campaign are actually working together. I think that they are in collusion. I think this is all a setup. I think that the mayor is panicked and, you know, sees the writing on the wall that people do want change and they are supporting me. And I mean, I don't know if there are any deals that were alleged or made behind the scenes, but Tom Reel coming back into the race makes no sense at all, with the exception of helping Madden out, period.
Now, Tom Reel works for the Senate, the New York State Senate, for the Republicans in the New York State Senate.
Right.
By him getting the more or less endorsement of the Democrats, I don't think Steve McLaughlin is very happy about that, do you?
Wait, say that again? By him getting the endorsement of the Democrats?
Yeah. I said, I don't think
he got the endorsement of the Green Party, which is also hypocritical. It's kind of funny. The Green Party, who, you know, went around and made large noise about other people getting their line without their blessing and their approval, and specifically that their line would never be given to a candidate that wasn't an actual enrolled and properly vetted Green Party member, they turned around yesterday to endorse Tom Reel, who does not have their line and is the furthest thing from a Green Party candidate. It's again, hypocritical and humorous. You know, what's going on here with the politics in Troy, like you said in the beginning, it's like nothing you've ever seen before. It's something else. But what's happening is it's the status quo trying to maintain their control and trying to maintain that control on the backs of the voters and the residents and the citizens and the renters and the taxpayers in Troy.
I had gone to an event the other night and I saw an elected official there. And I said to that person, people don't have to watch what's going on in Washington. All they've got to do is watch what's going on in Troy.
He kind of
snickered and he said, yeah, it's pretty scary. I'm not mentioning names, but I've got to tell you, the person that told me that it's pretty scary is part of the problem. So they mask it pretty well. And one thing, you know, I noticed is that there was no early voting in this city of Troy. People have to go to the outskirts, which to me is like voter suppression. What do you think?
Well, yeah, I mean, there should be a very early voting site here in the city of Troy. This is the biggest population center, and it's also the largest location where people do not have access to an easy vehicle. I am getting messages from people who are voting early, and they are going up to Brunswick to vote, but as you can imagine, they all have cars, they all have means, and they all have the availability to take the time to do that. The people who are typically and traditionally disenfranchised from voting, you know, those in the inner city, lower income, minorities, they are not making the time or getting the time to go up to vote in Brunswick. So they are still going to have the same troubles as they've currently had, and it probably is going to turn out to be a more disproportionate breakdown. You might see more voters and less population from areas in North Central and in South Troy, where those votes really need to occur.
You know, when I read the paper and you know, the Times Union, more or less kind of says that, you know, they don't think you have a chance. But I want to say this to everybody who has a kid in the city of Troy who would have liked their child to swim this summer. Madden did nothing about opening the pools. And I think everybody should be reminded of that. That's really important.
Yeah, and you know what? It's interesting you say that because on Wednesday during the Spectrum debate, Madden was asked about the pools. He gave a bunch of, you know, nonsense and BS and manipulations and lies, and he literally claimed the pool is almost completed. We're actually paving it today, possibly tomorrow, and, you know, everything's set. And I went out there today and did another Facebook Live or Facebook video and took a look at it. The paving has not been completed. There's no work occurring on it. It looks exactly the same way that it did at the end of the summer when he threw his hands up and said, we're not going to have it completed. And on top of it, there's a hole in the liner, so it can't be filled. And there's also a leak in one of the main pipes that was used for, you know, filling the pool. So it's just a mess. It's just a mess. And he continues to spew his lies.
You know, I want to give everybody equal time. So Tom Real and Patrick Madden, if you want to come on this show, Focus on Albany. I know there's a couple of days left, but try reaching out to me, and I invite you to come on and talk about why it's important that you guys get elected rather than Rodney. So, Rodney, what do you think the most important issues people in Troy are facing?
Well, right now, you know, people are talking about their taxes, the garbage, and the streets and the crime. Those are the four most important issues that we get. You know, during the summer, the pools were definitely a hot item, but those are the consistent things that are going on.
Now, do you anticipate the voting to be on par with 4 years ago? Do you think it'll be heavier or lighter?
I do think that, yeah, I guess, yeah. I mean, I probably believe it's going to be about the same. It will depend on the weather, of course, but I think the turnout, yeah, we don't expect, like, you know, half the turnout or double the turnout. I think it'll be more or less the same.
Okay, so, you know, give a pitch for your candidacy. Tell everybody why they should vote for Rodney Wilshire for mayor in the city of Troy.
Sure, absolutely. First of all, you know, I am the only candidate that does not have a major party pulling the strings or forcing me to do things or in the support. The only support that I want is from the voters and the people of Troy. I have the experience because I was on the city council and I was the city council president. I served for 4 years doing the work of the people of Troy. And I also have the pragmatism and the professional experience as an engineer and a small business owner here in the city to roll up my sleeves and get my hands dirty and do the people's work. I'm excited to do that. I know how to do that. And I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to make excuses. We're going to address the issues and we're going to take care of business.
Rodney, thank you so much for being on Focus on Albany. I hope to see you on. I usually don't, you know, talk about supporting people or supporting issues, but you've got my back on this one. So
thank you so much, Cynthia.
So if you like this show, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, download on your smartphone, subscribe to iTunes. If you have a comment about this show, hashtag Focus on Albany on Twitter. Rodney, good luck, and thank you, everybody, for listening. Have a great evening.
Thank you very much. Have a great evening. Bye.
Bye.